Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Monday the 16th of September. The start of this week is given over to speculation about the US Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. The Fed should have started to cut rates some months ago, and it seems relatively clear that they will begin cutting rates at their meeting later this week. However, anything more than a 25 basis point rate cut seems unnecessary, and it might suggest that the Fed were panicking. The real economy is performing okay, and rate cuts are needed to maintain some stability in real interest rates. Cuts every meeting, but at a quarter point each time, seems the most sensible approach this year. Although, having a medium-term framework that was not data-dependent and starting the rate cut process back in May would have been a much more sensible approach. The Fed is not going to provide speakers as the central bank is now in blackout mode, but there are several ECB speakers to make up the shortfall. Remarkably, none of these speakers is ECB President Lagarde, but Chief Economist Lane is offering some remarks. After the last rate decision, Lagarde attempted to be mysterious about the future path of policy, but markets are not interested in such reticence and are pricing in a steady pace of rate cuts. It would take something quite extreme from Lane to change that particular narrative. The political polarization of the US economy was in evidence again on Friday when the Michigan consumer sentiment data rose on stronger levels of Democrat optimism. It may well be that registered Democrats are experiencing a different economy from the rest of the country, but what is more likely, of course, is that Democrats are expressing economic optimism because of the candidacy of Vice President Harris, who continues to lead in the weekend's opinion polls. Over the weekend, former US President Trump posted that they hated Taylor Swift, and the Secret Service shot at an armed man who may have been attempting to assassinate former President Trump. Either of these events will only matter to markets if they are seen as changing election probabilities. The data calendar is very quiet today. The average asking price for UK houses rose in the wake of the Bank of England's rate reduction, according to the Rightmove survey. This is not a major surprise, of course. Final Italian consumer price inflation for August is due, but it will animate nobody. The New York Empire State Manufacturing Sentiment Poll is also due, but as with the Michigan consumer data, there has to be a suspicion of political bias creeping into any survey results. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.